Well, welcome once again to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Again, my name is Jody, and I would like to conclude our time together here with yet another passage. Before I do, I'll just kind of briefly go back to over the last several days. We've been looking at sowing and reaping, and how that there is a principle there that is governed by the spiritual world, the world of eternal values, the place where our God in heaven dwells. And He has given to us opportunity to invest in that world, that kingdom, even now while we're here on this earth. And we'll be able to reap the benefits of it as the days go by in our lives and for eternity. And it's such a wonderful thought to think of that we can, even today, invest into a heavenly kingdom that has rewards that are literally out of this world. And you know, people in this world are looking for places to invest their money. They're looking for things that will bring back something good to them. And here it is, my brothers. This is a place where you can't go wrong. You'll never fail by investing into this kingdom. It's the kingdom of Jesus Christ, where He rules and reigns. And right now, He rules and reigns in the heart of His people, and He reigns in the heavenlies, but there's coming a day when He will rule throughout all eternity, and every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You say, how can that be? It's because when we are in the presence of God, it'll be like the prophet said, woe is me, for I am undone. We'll be undone before our Creator and our Maker. He is a holy God, and our knee will bow. And hopefully we'll have the opportunity in this life to bow our knee and to worship Him and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because if we wait until that time, it'll be too late. But even the unbelievers, even the mockers, even those who are bitterly hatred towards God, they'll bow their knee. And they will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. But it'll be out of terror. It'll be out of dread. We have the opportunity to do that now. And I trust that that's what you're doing. And let's pray for each other that we would do those things here and be able to experience the blessing there. I'm going to go to another scripture now, and I want us to be thinking about this kingdom that I'm talking about and the principle of sowing into that kingdom and reaping from that kingdom. And this one is not, the words aren't there, but the principle is. And I want you to pick it out as I'm reading it. I want you to be able to dissect this and to analyze it and recognize the same thing of sowing and reaping. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I don't believe I have to do a whole lot of explaining on here. I think it's very obvious here what the writer here is saying, that there is a harvest for those that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the Bible. That's his precepts. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. You know, that's one of the things that I believe that all the brothers that share on this program are trying to convey to you and anyone who will listen, that it is good for us to meditate day and night on the Word of God. There is nothing else that has more value in our lifetime. Nothing else that we could pour into and invest into in greater ways than in the Word of God. And he tells us when the man does those things and doesn't do certain things, but he does meditate day and night on the law of the Lord, says that he'll be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. And again, like I was saying, where I live, it's kind of deserty, and it's, we depend on irrigation very heavily. Trees that grow up near streams and brooks, they do very well. They're very similar to what would be in the Holy Land, the land of Palestine. It's dry there and arid, and they too depend on water to come out of the streams and rivers to irrigate. Very dependent on that. And here is this tree that is by the river of water, and it brings forth fruit in his season, and his leaf doesn't wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. And of course, the wicked are not so. It works the same for them. It's that same principle of you reap what you sow. So let us pray one for another that God would give us grace to sow into his kingdom, and that we'll see the benefits and the fruits thereof. And I trust that that is exactly what God wants to do in all of our lives. And so I'd like to keep you in prayer, and I'd like you to keep me in prayer and all the brothers you hear on this daily inspiration, that we would encourage one another and provoke one another to good works and encourage each other to press on and fight the good fight. Stay in the race. Don't give up. Let's meditate in the Word of God, and he'll give us that bread from heaven that feeds our soul, our hungry soul. And with that, I would like to conclude this week, and I trust that you'll be able to rest assured as you lay your head on the pillow tonight, that yes, Lord, I am going to invest in your kingdom, and I know that there will be great harvest and great benefit. God is faithful, and his word is true. You can count on him. Man will fail you, but God is true, and he's tried and true and sure. And his blessings will abound to everyone who will seek first his kingdom. May God bless you as you do just that.